Jesus has come on earth to share his ambition with each one of us. Jesus has come on earth to bring the love of God towards humanity. When we have the same mission, we just read from the Gospel Acclamation, so Matthew chapter 28 said, Jesus says, "Go and teach all nations." So this word is not only to the disciples, the apostles, to each one of us. With our baptism, we participate the mission of Christ, the life of Christ. So we come to bear witness of this love of God for the world. And Jesus promised, "I am with you always." So Jesus with us in the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus with us when we pray together. He promised when two or three night in my name, "I will be in your midst." So Jesus, although he's now in heaven, but still he loves each one of us. He stays with us in a different way. His body and soul is now in heaven, of course, sit at the right hand of God the Father. But then, with the Blessed Sacrament, with the reading of the Bible, especially the Gospel, his words become life for us. So we keep his life, keep his words, we live his life. And Jesus says, until the end of the world. So, our mission never ended. Until we die. And then last minute of our life, we have to witness this Christ. Through our good-hearted deeds towards people. Especially this year of mercy. So forgiveness is one of the things. Many times we cannot forgive because our pride is so high. So they can even accept people different from us. But that's the way we have to share this mission of Christ. You can understand through the Gospel, nobody Jesus went, but all the people who say yes to him. But Jesus always keep calm. Because whatever he does is not for his glory. He always says, "I come to do the will of the Father." And that's the way. Many times, maybe people do not understand what we are doing. Maybe they misunderstand our deeds. But trust, Jesus lives in us. At times, he asks us to share part of his passion, not the whole passion, part of the passion, either spiritually or physically. At times we endure sickness. All this moment is the moment that we say yes to God the Father, as Jesus did on earth. No matter what he did, always say, "Father, let your will be done upon me." So let us ask today this special courage to say always yes to the will of the Father for each one of us.